Okay, thinking of buying all these things, planning my week for cooking, I think about another scenario. There are always things in my fridge that are overdue. Some soggy lettuce, carrots or apples that have gone wrinkly or something like that. Do you really have to throw these foods away? I think there are other ways to handle them.
Exactly. There are definitely other ways. Like, let's think of the carrot. You can produce, even if they're really soggy and they don't really look nice, you take them and you do a soup out of them. The soup can be frozen away. Or you can chop them up and do a marmalade even out of carrots. You can combine different vegetables for some kind of, let's say, chutney. If you cook them down to like marmalade style with more balsamic vinegar or vinegars from apples, etc., you have a nice chutney that you can use for your next meal or for a salad. So there's no need to throw things away. For example, when you buy carrots with the green on top, still on top of the carrots, what we do, even if we do these our meal events, we take the greens and do a pesto from carrot greens. And everyone is like, wow, we didn't think of that in the first place. We use the whole thing up and it tastes delicious. And if you add nuts and you use them up, maybe it's less, just a teaspoon, you can use them up as well and keep them in the jar in the fridge.
Great idea. Let's take a look at the meal appliances. You told me once that the steam oven is a great tool for preserving food for longer. How can that work?
Well, in the first place, we have special programs for that too. You take your vegetables, you put them in a jar, and we have these automatic programs that make sure that they are cooked within the jar in the glass, and they last for, let's say, half a year, to make sure during winter times that you have your apple, your plum, your carrots, your beetroot ready in your fridge or in your dry storage for the winter time. And if you take a step ahead, remember, maybe you're doing your own marmalade or jam during the summertime. And you have, let's say, your strawberry marmalade already almost finished up. What do you do with the glasses? They usually get somewhere in the cellar or somewhere hidden in your kitchen. Next strawberry time is coming up in the strawberry season. And now you have to clean your dishes and the glasses and jars as well. My grandma, she used to have a specific pot and it looked like a sieve. So you can dip all your glasses in the boiling water, which is not that really that handy. But we have special programs in our DG, our DGC as well. So you just steam them and them. The advantage is the steam gets in every corner and every edge of this glass anyway. So this is really easy and convenient. So you disinfect your glasses, you cook your fruit or vegetable in the DG, you just mix them up back in the glass, lid on top, and you start the automatic program. So it's less work than, I think, 50, 60 years ago when my grandma did it. And even more like this, we have programs for drying. What I do is, if I get really, really nice mushrooms, and I think of, well, any kind of mushrooms, and sometimes I have too much. So I slice them up really thinly and leave them in the oven for a drying program. And then you have handmade your dried mushrooms for yourself. You're just adding them to a stock, and mushrooms bring really nice and deep flavors.
How long do they need in the oven, the mushrooms?
Depends on how thick you slice them, but I would reckon maybe 4 to 5 hours. It's not a high temperature. It's just 50 degrees Celsius. That's it. It's the program. And you can adjust it by yourself too. And what I do is, when we're talking about high class cuisine, I took a jam. Let's say we have an apple jam, apple marmalade at home. Typical for Germany, to be honest. So just finely crushed or mixed apples, and you thinly spread them on a baking sheet and leave them in the oven. So all the water comes out of this apple mesh and it becomes sticky and it becomes more sticky. And at the end of the day, after, let's say, 4 or 5 hours, you get an apple sheet. You can take it off your silicone pan or your baking sheet and suddenly you have a very nice decoration for your ice cream or for your cake. Because you can roll it up like paper that you can eat. Maybe you remember you as a kid I remember it too. We had this edible paper made out of different fruits.
Oh, I love it.
You can do it yourself just by drying in the oven.
Ah, oh, great idea. I will try it. From the oven to the fridge. I think you'll agree with me when I say that it's also important to buy the right fridge, isn't it? Especially if you want fruit and vegetables to keep fresh for a long time. As we know, Miele appliances have zero-degree compartments with perfect fresh systems. How does this actually work so that fruit and vegetables in particular keep their freshness?
What is special about is, or most important, is moisture. If you think of a salad, you buy a very nice salad on the market that looks gorgeous and you want to eat it the next day. And let's pretend you leave it in your kitchen. You just forgot it about any kind of work. Next day you're coming in, how will it look like? Not so fresh anymore. What happened? During the day, the salad loses most of the moisture and dries out. If you put it in the fridge, and the drawer is already filled up with moisture. So it's a physical rule that the salad cannot lose that much moisture anymore because the room around the salad is already filled up with moisture itself. So that means the salad and your carrots and whatever you put inside will stay more fresh even for a couple of days. I once forgot one piece of salad in my fridge at home and it lasted 2 weeks. I came home after a long trip, and after 2 weeks, it was still nice. And what I've said earlier on was, when you start buying your vegetable and fruit on the market, you don't buy just one apple or one piece of carrot. You buy a couple of carrots because it's cheaper. They look nice. And when you know that you can keep them for another 5 days in your fridge, so there's no need to go on the market again.
Shopping, that's a good topic. What should I look out for when shopping? You mentioned in the beginning, buy regional and sustainably.
Exactly. Local farmer markets in the first place might be the best. Well, you can see the food. You can ask the farmer sometimes themselves, how did you produce the food? Where does it come from? But to be honest, if you think of markets, supermarkets, when it comes to food that lasts for a couple of days, sometimes when they lay in the market in this fruit area or vegetable area for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours or maybe 2 days, they will lose their moisture as well. I think the best thing is when you go into the market, maybe a farmer's market, and you can see and touch the fruit and the vegetables yourself. And if they look nice and if they smell nice, that is one thing I do as well. My brother, when he's coming with me and I start smelling all these fruits, really next to my nose, is stop it, it's embarrassing. No, then I can really smell, is the fruit right? Is it okay? Is it ready to eat? So don't worry about that, touching the food. Even when you're going to buy fish, there might be, you know, this countertop where all the fish is on the ice. But I always ask the guy behind that one, I would like to see the fish or even smell. I'm not touching it, I don't need to. But sometimes to see it closely helps a lot. When it comes to these countertops in big supermarkets, they are working as well with lighting. So in the meat corner, everything seems to be really nice and red, but sometimes it's the light. When you go to the fish market, sometimes it's more blue, the light. So it helps to have a close look and let the meat or the fish shown directly to your eyes. That helps a lot.